I always get excited when I hear the nervous sound of Dicklet's voice on the other end of the phone. I know that I am going to get my daily dose of laughter as he shares with me yet another humiliating and embarrassing story. Usually these tales revolve around him being subjected to exposure for having, well, a pitiful and pathetic teeny Dicklet, hence the nickname. And today, he did not disappoint. So, Dicklet told me with a great deal of pride in his voice how he got all dressed up in expensive guy clothes and went to a swanky local bar. He sat at the bar, and in no time, a gorgeous blonde woman sat down next to him. He bought her drinks, flirted with her, and she actually agreed to go home with him. I was trying so hard to stifle my laughter. Next, Dicklet tells me how the two of them immediately started kissing and groping each other when they got to his place. He said that she was all over him, touching him, rubbing her body all over him, whispering dirty things into his ear, and then she reached down and slid her hand into his pants. Surprise! Needless to say, this sexy woman, who was probably already dripping wet, was not too happy at discovering that my Dicklet had virtually nothing between his legs. And that is when this sexy goddess got really aggressive and rocked his world. She grabbed him by the neck, pinned him to the wall, and said, "You thought you were going to fuck me? You have nothing to fuck me with." So what did she do? Did she laugh at him and just leave? Mm-mm, not this sadistic goddess. She promptly gave my pinprick exactly what he deserved. She made him strip down. She told him to put on a pair of sexy black panties. And then she bent him over and fucked him in his pussy ass with her finger. He said he was moaning and whimpering like a bitch. Oh, I just love it when another woman does all the work for me. I certainly enjoyed sitting back, listening to Dicklet share, as I just laughed and laughed and laughed. I can't wait to hear about their next date.